heard some people say that, you know, they had their friends, and then the people that lived in the mill village area didn't really hang out as much with the other people, but...
Well, I sort of agree with that, for, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know. You know, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I wasn't born then, so I don't know. And there's a lot of dear people that lived down on Sloan Street that were just wonderful people. They really were.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up as a child, I never, and I'm sure, and there were a lot of kids, I guess, in our class and in our school that lived down on Sloan Street. And I don't know why. I didn't really have any close friends of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they were really, you know, really, really nice families.
And the other community, if you're aware, there's an African-American community in the in Roswell area.
Oh, like, yes.
Did you know people in the African-American community? You were before integration.
I knew Aunt Janie. She was a love. And she stayed with me a lot when I was a little girl. Cleaned for us. And she and I just loved her to death. I really did. She's just died, I think, last year or something like that, Aunt Janie. But she, in fact, I think she was interviewed.
Yeah,
the last one, Janie, a wonderful cook, and she used to say to me, she'd say, "Miss Joy, you got to do better. If you ever get married, don't ask me to come and clean your house because you have a messy room." But I went to see her just a few weeks before she died, and she was just a lovely person, wonderful person. I think most of the African-American people who live here were just neat people, and I think they still are.
Mm-hmm. You were in Russell when integration was happening. Do you remember anything around that time, any tensions, or it was very...
No, I don't remember anything, like anything bad happening.
That's what we hear from most people.
No, I don't. I don't. Because they were just... And Aunt Jane, she used to wash and clean for Jack's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama Lyne, that was Miss Lyne. And she was a really sweet lady.
Mm-hmm. But do you know what your family ethnicity is from? Like where your heritage is from? What?
And I'm sorry to say I do not. Well, I know that my grandfather was from South Carolina, and that's all.
That's as far back as.
And I'm so sorry. I really don't know a lot about my grandparents. My mother's parents was from Hickory Flat.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they were born there in Hickory Flat, in the cemetery there. And I pass by there and I think, wonder what my mother would say to see that there's a Publix and all that up there, because there was nothing, you know.
You talked about Hobos a little bit. Were you allowed to go to Hobos as a girl? Did you go into Hobos ever?
Yes.
Girls weren't allowed to go in, so
well, I would go, but I went with both my daddy.
Oh, okay. So you couldn't go alone.
Oh, well, I don't know that I wouldn't have been afraid to.
You wouldn't have been afraid to?
No, no. Uh-uh.
Do you know any funny stories
really
about that place?
Neat. Well, I just remember, you know, that we didn't live too far from Hobos, and a lot of times Daddy would go up there late in the afternoons because they'd just go up there and sit around and talk,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what all they did, you know, but play jokes on each other and all that stuff. I just remember some stories about that. But he was really a neat man, Hobo. Was a really sweet. I would have not have been afraid to go nothing. I don't think my family would have, you know, said anything if I'd gone up there. It was just a spot in Roswell.
Yeah.
It was just the spot where all the guys sort of talked and about hunting and different things, I guess, and heaven knows what all went on there.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of stuff.
When you were in school, what kind of clothes did kids wear to school? What kind of outfits did the girls and the boys wear?
Well, of course, we all had to have long skirts,
mm-hmm.
you know, and ballerina shoes. I don't know if you remember anything about, have you heard about ballerina shoes?
I only was thinking of the ones you'd use to do ballet.
Well, that's just about what they looked like, you know, and it was just like you could wear them maybe 2 weeks.